在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
In reading the Black Manuscripts, it became very clear that their religion was built around a notion of traveling to a spirit world.
It seemed the San believed that while you're still alive, your spirit can leave your body and visit the spirit world.It happens when you enter a trance, what's sometimes called an altered state of consciousness. And this San tradition is still practiced today. I came to a village near Chumkwe in Namibia, hoping to see it for myself. Here I was introduced to the community's healer, or shaman.I'd been told he was the person who travels to the spirit world.
Doctor, can you tell us why you go into a trance?
Anytime somebody's sick, I'm asked by his family if I could help them because I'm the doctor. I go to help them in another world. And when I come back, I find out if it has worked or not.
I knew the community was holding a trance dance that evening. The shaman gave me his permission to stay and watch. It all began with the women of the village creating a powerful rhythmic chant.Then the dance began, and orchestrating it was the shaman himself. As the dance intensified, something dramatic seemed to happen to him. He seemed to lose himself in the rhythm.Become detached from what was happening around him. He did indeed seem to be going into some kind of trance. Then he fell to the ground, unconscious.I'd been told that when the shamans enter a trance, they sometimes lose consciousness. And while in this state, they say they die and they visit the spirit world. And from there, they say they can heal people. Lewis Williams had discovered the vital role that trance played for the San people.